It was in 1924 when the Philippines first joined the Olympics. It was in 1924. And that was 96 years ago. And after 96 years, the Philippines was able to receive their very first ever gold medal. I share that with you because I'm Filipino. The first ever athlete to receive the gold medal is Heidelin Diaz. Heidelin competed in the weightlifting, women's 55 kilogram weightlifting. And she was able to lift 224 kilograms. And so this year, although it's 2021, it says Tokyo 2020, Heidelin brought joy and honor to the Philippines by winning the first ever gold medal. When she came home from Japan, cameras all over the place, media all over the place, they wanted to interview her. Someone was lucky enough to talk to Heidelin and ask her to tell the Filipino people her own experience of receiving the gold medal. Heidelin recalled that the moment it was announced that she'd received the gold medal, the very first thing she did was to reach out into the pocket of her jacket and took out a medallion and she put it on herself. It was the medallion of the Blessed Mother. And when she was asked why, she said that although she received the gold medal, that medallion reminds her of what is truly essential and what is truly important for her. She said, more important than gold or silver is my relationship with God. My relationship with God. It was my relationship with God that kept me going. And I knew that that relationship, that friendship with Jesus would lead me here. So if there's something that I'm proud about, it's more than this gold medal, she said. I'm proud about my relationship with God. Today's gospel reading is a continuation of last week. Last week we started listening to the sixth chapter of the Gospel of St. John that talked to us about the multiplication of loaves. We heard last weekend that Jesus fed more than 5,000 people. And after feeding them, Jesus withdrew from the crowd because Jesus knew they would make him a king. The following day, which we heard in today's gospel, people were looking for him. They didn't see him. They didn't see the disciples. So they went out searching for the Lord Jesus. And when they found Jesus, they asked him a question. The crowd asked, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Did you notice the response of Jesus? The response of Jesus was, "You're looking for me, not because you want to see me. You're looking for me because you got free bread last week, free food last week." Obviously, I mean, I would be there too. If I get free food, I'd come back and get more free food. That's why I've gained so much weight, because of the free food that I get. But Jesus is basically telling them, "You're coming here, is it really because you want to see me? Is it really because you want to grow deeper in your relationship with me, in your friendship with me?" Jesus said, "No, you're back because you want more food." Then Jesus says, "I tell you, do not work for food that perishes, but rather work for food that endures for everlasting life." The crowd thought about it carefully and asked Jesus another question. So how do we accomplish the work of God? Jesus then replies, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." That you believe in the one he sent. My friends, Heidelene in my story knew what's truly important. She knew what's truly essential. What's important, yes, is to win the gold. Yes, to give honor to the country. But for Heidelene, what is truly essential and important is her relationship with God. Notice she says that it is her relationship that gave her strength. It is her relationship with our God that gave her courage to go on and to win that gold medal. And sure enough, she got it. Today's gospel reading, my brothers and sisters, invites all of us to ask ourselves, what is truly essential in our life? This gospel reading invites us to ask ourselves what really matters for us. Of course, work is very important. Money is very important. House is very important. Food is very important. All of those are very important. But you and I know that those are fleeting things. They can perish. Jesus is telling us that there is something more important than that, than those. And that is our relationship with our loving God. We pray. We read the sacred scriptures. We ponder. We reflect. We come to celebrate the Eucharist, not because we want to get something from God, because if that is the case, then we continue to see God just as a miracle worker. But God is not a miracle worker. He is a loving God. He is a loving friend who wants to establish a deeper and stronger relationship with all of us. Today, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is challenging all of us to think and to reflect on our sacred scriptures. And he invites us to reflect on what we do in our lives. And again ask ourselves, what truly matters for us? What is really essential for all of us? And invites us to shift our focus, to refocus, so that we come to know what is really important for us. We gather every single Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist, not only because it is an obligation. It is, in fact, more than an obligation. We come to celebrate the Eucharist, to listen to the Word of God, to be nourished by God's Word, and to be fed with the bread of life. And we know that by listening to God's Word, we know that by being fed with the bread of life, we grow stronger in our friendship with Jesus. That relationship, that friendship is worth more than gold. It is worth more than the gold medal that the Olympics can give any athlete. Because that relationship is the true bread from heaven that will lead us to life everlasting.